All right, we are on. We'll call the February 11th, 2013 meeting to order at about 5:03. You would all make sure your microphones are bent down closer to your mouth if you're going to talk, so it helps the sound when we go. Thank you for that. Vice Chair Kelly, do we have any excused absences?
Yes, we do. This evening, Rachel Cardwell and Wanda Thompson are excused. Has everybody had a chance to take a look at the agenda and the minutes from last time? Can we get a motion to approve those?
Move to approve minutes.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I'm sorry, did that cover the agenda as well?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. I don't think I have much housekeeping or chair's report this time, so I'm going to go ahead and pass on that for now. Take us right to staff check-in. Is that what we need?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do it.
Thanks, Robin. Okay, I have a couple little things to announce. One, Tony Bennett is coming to the Pantages. Broadway Center is bringing him in. And they have a pre-sale VIP access promo passcode something they wanted me to share with you. I'm going to pass this around. You can write it down. And if you're so inclined to sign up for Tony Bennett, you can take advantage of this. It's a benefit for their education programs.
Oh, cool.
So, also, I wanted you to know on February 25th, Paul Rucker, our artist for the Human Rights Legacy, is going to be presenting with Thelma Jackson, American Voices, Education Consultant and Artist, Explore the School System and Criminal Justice. So that'll be an interesting lecture. It's free on February 25th at 7 p.m.
At UPS.
Yep. We're going to pass around sign-ups for council coffee meetings. So if you are so inclined to meet with a council member, we suggest you go in pairs if possible, but not necessary. And if you could choose your own council member as one of your people, doesn't mean you have to only go to your own one, but it's helpful for them to know that you're in their district as well. Do you have anything to add to that?
You should describe what this is.
Oh, council coffee. Yeah, sorry. So what we do is to maintain good relations with the council and to keep them up to speed on what we're doing in good times and bad, but usually good, just so that we're not always talking to them when we have problems. It's a great way to just keep a connection with council and let them know you're here and get to hear some of their interests and concerns or whatever as well. Anybody want to comment on your experiences with it?
Yeah, I mean, I think how many commissioners have actually met with have done this before? So quite a number of us, and it's been, I'm speaking for myself, I thought it went very positive. Is that generally, mm-hmm. Does anybody want to comment?
Yeah. In different experiences, just alerting them to the fact that the Arts Commission is active in their district and doing different things gives them incentive to think about monies for the Art Commission, special projects, and when it came time for our issue with taxes and all those cuts, it seemed like it had a nice impact overall.
Anybody? I have to say, since our city council has been fairly supportive of the arts, I think particularly in these tough budget times, it's been a great way to say thank you for their continued support and let them know that it is noticed, it is important. You know, we're paying attention to that and we appreciate it. So I highly encourage you to sign up if you haven't done it before. And if you have done it before, I hope you'll consider signing up again.
Yeah. That's right.
So the format is normally the meetings are normally held on Tuesdays, just so you guys know. We have to schedule them slightly around, well, mainly around council's availability, and they're usually around on Tuesdays. They're what, like 20, 30-minute meetings normally? Depends on how rushed they are. And you usually go in with another commissioner.
Double.
And we give you, hopefully next month we'll have our year in review, a document that talks about like all the things the Arts Commission did and how many people served and all that kind of stuff. So you have a sort of a document to go by when you go in and meet with them. It's not really a script, but it's something to hand off to them and highlight things that you think would be of interest to that particular council member. So we don't send you in cold.
Does anybody have any questions about signing up? Okay. Thanks very much.
We try to do it about, I think, twice a year. So this time, well, yeah, around the year in review is a great way to share the news, good news of what's going on, and then usually more in the fall around Art at Work Month.
I'll pass around. There's a thank you from the Washington State Historical Society for their funding. I just like to pass the letters around when we get them in. I've also got a slew of email thank yous for Monkey Shine's funding past weekend. And so we're starting to contract with all of the arts projects funding applicants and very excited people. People are very excited about their funding that they're getting. So want you guys to know about that and the impact it has. And the other thing I have is that we're putting together the review panel for the Tacoma Poet Laureate program. And we have one commissioner so far, Jan Brazel, who's on that panel. And I'll pass this around in case there's any other commissioners who are interested in being on it. It's about a 4-hour commitment, possibly less, depending on how many applicants we get. And it's scheduled, I have it on the sheet here, but it's scheduled right now for April 2nd. I forget what day of the week that is. I don't know, they got rid of our calendar. So if you are interested in being on the panel, you can sign your name on here. You would be getting the applications ahead of time, review them, and then come together and discuss them and basically select who the next poet laureate would be.
It's a Tuesday.
Tuesday? Okay. So if you're interested, feel free to, and you can see what works for you.
So one more thing I'd like to make you aware of, but we'll send you more specific updates. I told you all that ArtSpace is coming to town to do a feasibility study on artist live work stuff. There's one specific focus group I'd like to invite you to that will be on May 9th at 1:30. It's for arts and artists and arts organizations. The Broadway Center is going to host that. Basically, they're going to be here for 2 days doing a variety of site visits and focus groups with different factions of the community. So love for you all to be involved in that. If there are other places for you to plug in, I'll let you know as soon as we put this scheduling challenge together. It's complicated, but it'll be great. I think that's all that I needed to do for check-in. Do you think you got everything?
I think we're good.
Okay. Great.
So next on the agenda is nominating Commissioner Elquist to the Tacoma Arts Commission liaison position on the Landmarks Preservation Commission. And I'd let Amy, will you explain kind of the history briefly?
Sure. In the Landmarks Preservation Commission's ordinance, they reserve a spot for a Tacoma Arts Commission liaison person. So basically, one of our members who is a standing member on their commission, a voting member, I believe. And in the past, we actually had a reciprocal relationship for a while there, but in the change of the last ordinance, we took that out. But the Landmarks Commission still has theirs. And it's just nobody's really been interested until JD came on board and is very, very interested in fulfilling that role, which would be great, particularly as we do move forward with some of this adaptive reuse stuff and the live work, and I'm sure a multitude of other ways that we can strengthen our relationship with the Landmarks Preservation Commission. So I appreciate JD's interest because it means 2 more meetings a month and a lot of regulatory review and such, in addition to some of the more fun things.
Did you want to make a comment about why you'd like to serve this way?
I just think, the biggest thing is when I moved to Tacoma, I found ways to get involved, and history has always been a passion of mine, and I serve on the board of directors for the Historical Society for Tacoma. And, having this role as a commissioner here, it's just I saw the opportunity, had a conversation with Ruben McKnight, and he mentioned the role and thought that I'd be a good fit for it. And I just think that the landmarks that we have in the city are really the key indicators for our identity. And I just have a strong passion about making sure those things maintain and seeing some more added in the future. So that's kind of why I like it.
Right. So this is an action item. So do we have a nomination to...
I nominate JD for the liaison position.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So we'll add a little report back for you, JD, so you can make sure you're letting us know what's going on.
Yep.
Thanks. Sure. Otherwise, what good is it?
Next on our agenda is a discussion regarding the Prairie Line Trail Steering Committee update. Tracy, is there an update to share with us?
Yes, absolutely.
Terrific.
So Amy let me know that next month we'll be having a presentation. Is it from Place? Is that his presentation?
I believe so.
Okay,
yeah.
So the Prairie Line Trail Steering Committee is basically a citizen action group that is focusing on the Prairie Lane Trail. I wish I had a beautiful visual for you, but it goes from 25th on, what is the cross street there at the top?
25th and...
Is it... It's not.
Well, C is below it. 25th
yeah.
is the actual...
Jefferson?
Awesome. Yeah, Jefferson. Well, it's the trail is its own thing, right? So
it's between
Jefferson and
yeah,
C.
Yeah, C is right below where the trail is, so that gives you a decent idea.
That's one question we can ask the presenter.
Yeah,
where is it?
Trip him
exactly.
up in the beginning. Yeah. So it goes from 25th and about C, and then it goes kind of at an angle down through the UW campus, past the Tacoma Art Museum, and then the last leg is kind of that weird little C curve jog around the ends in that lovely little park that we had the discussion about with the Sun King sighting. You were on the commission for that. It was a fun discussion. So the intentionality of the steering committee is to be really clear about our goals for the Prairie Lane Trail. And I'm sure that Place will be very eloquent, and I may not be, but we did have some design goals that I think might be helpful to share with you. So our focus for the Prairie Lane Trail and the steering committee is making sure that we get these six things out of the trail. We want movement, you know, in that it's connecting a lot of different things in our downtown area and that there are multiple uses, but it's definitely a path through our downtown. We want gathering in that we want some attractive, safe, open spaces where folks can interact, learn, and play. We really want an economic catalyst. We're hoping that this will bring new development into downtown, and also that it connects the downtown districts and integrates with the current development that is in downtown. There's been a lot of discussion about history and how we can honor the history, because the tracks are actually on the original ending of the Transcontinental Railroad. So there's a lot of emphasis been placed on that, and we have several representatives from the Landmarks Commission and the Historical Society and the Historic Tacoma. So that's been a big part of it. Also culture, which is where the art component of it comes in. Actually, at our last meeting, we had a lovely little discussion about public art and avoiding plop art and ensuring that the public art is integrated into its environment and to the trail as a whole, that the art plan that we worked on so hard is really considered. And then finally, nature. There's been a lot of discussion in the city about stormwater with the Pacific Avenue and just the general concern nationally and the potential for grant funds if we are conscientious about development of natural features and stormwater management. So those are the goals that we have decided on. And we've spent a fair amount of time also on the 21st Street crossing at the south end of the UW campus, because it's really challenging. And so the city is going to be developing that area with the trail in mind. And those are really the things that we've spent time on so far as a committee, aside from looking at what Place has developed and also what UW has developed. So we're trying to work very carefully and closely with multiple organizations to make sure that it's really a seamless transition from city to UW to city in a variety of environments. Amy, would you have anything to add to that?
No,
That sounds good to me. And when they come next month, they'll show you, you know, some of the stuff you've seen before probably, but just the bigger context of what they're thinking for about design and all that. But I think they're taking the steering committee seriously, and there's definitely some challenges in that project. So.
Yeah. Does anybody have questions about it?
I do. Well, two things. One, are they going to come here? Is that what you mean, to one of our meetings?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think probably Eric Bodie is going to come,
right.
I would assume, from place next meeting.
So you touched on something I wanted to ask you. So it sounds like that, because I know Place has been working with UW, which is great. So,
yes.
I mean, for a long time, there seemed to be this real disconnect between UW and now the city. So that sounds like that's happening.
Yeah, Milt Tremblay's on the steering committee.
Great.
So.
And Milt's great. And I know they've really unveiled at least what they think they want to do for the UW part of it.
Yes, so yeah, and we've seen presentations.
Can you talk about how you guys are thinking about sort of an aesthetic connection, or is that really right now in Place's pocket?
Partially. I mean, you know, the intention is to learn from what UW creates. They do have a pretty clearly defined plan, but they're kind of at the value engineering stage of things.
Right.
And so that's a great stage for us to watch and see what they decide on. Milt made an interesting statement at the last meeting of the steering committee and said that the real dedication for UW was to the materials and making sure that there were quality materials used, and that they wanted to make sure that it was something that could transition well but would stand the test of time. So I appreciated that, you know, as somebody who would potentially use the trail, and I hope that the city will follow suit.
Wasn't there something, too, about the right-of-way on either side of the tracks? Like, they had more on either side property-wise, but Tacoma only gets
That's kind of complicated
side.
And in negotiations. So there are some places on the trail where there is an 80-foot right-of-way, and there are some places on the trail where there is a 60-foot right-of-way, and there are some places on the trail that there's only a 20-foot right-of-way. And so that 20-foot right-of-way, the city is in negotiations with BNSF to potentially expand that, but it, you know, at this point it's negotiation and there's no commitment made on either side.
Thanks.
But I mean, the public art plan that we had done is in the beginnings of all this as opposed to the end, so they are taking that into consideration, and just in the sense of the ideas of how to layer different ways that art can be experienced. They are moving forward, UWT is moving forward with their Japanese school memorial, which is a Gerard Tsudakawa commission, and that will be sited now more at the kind of the entryway to the campus across from Tollefson Plaza, sort of catty corner to the museum, sort of, you know.
If it's a Tsudakawa, does that mean it's a fountain of some kind?
No, it's a sun.
It's a family name.
It's a sun, yeah. And it's a large bronze.
Okay.
He did the baseball mitt at Safeco, to give you a sense. It tends to be fairly minimal.
Okay. Thank you. That does help.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is kind of a beautiful square.
Yeah, I have seen images of it.
It's nice. And there'll be nice planting, landscaping around it and all that.
There was also some discussion at the last meeting about the potential of straightening out 17th Street, which apparently UW has taken to the city as a possibility. So that would definitely change that area.
Yeah. True enough.
Okay.
So we'll learn more about that next month.
Okay. So, Amy, the green flash.
Yeah, so I don't have a... This is the night of not having enough handouts.
Okay, we'll share. Everybody share.
So, you all... Elizabeth Connor, the design team artist, presented to you all, gosh, months ago now. But for those of you who are new, and to just refresh all of our memories, one of the concepts, or the main concept of her artwork, and that's sort of been embraced by the whole project, is this idea of the green flash. If you can, sure. You can find it. So conceptually, a green flash is a phenomenon when the sun sets on the Pacific and the circumstances are right, you can see this green flash of light, apparently. I've never seen it. Has anybody in here ever seen it? So there's that kind of magic to it, but it also refers back to the fact that this is on our Pacific Avenue, it also speaks, of course, to the green nature of this project in general. So one of the main reasons for doing this project, aside from really giving our downtown a facelift and making our main street as beautiful as possible, is to clean the stormwater for the first time ever. So right now, our stormwater just goes right into the Theophos without any kind of cleaning at all. So this will become a place where rain gardens and tree plantings with something called silva cells will clean that water and then deliver it into the Foss. So that's pretty darn exciting. Elizabeth's physical permanent pieces will be sort of green experiences, either through tile or small sculpture that help punctuate the experience of walking down the street, because a lot of it will be affected, but there will be areas that have had new construction already, and we're not going to rip those sidewalks up, so making sure that there's something that kind of pulls people along the whole street. But what's kind of fun about this is the idea of using the green flash during construction and during the time that downtown's being disrupted. So one of the biggest concerns is to make sure that people are still going downtown, that they're still frequenting businesses, that they're not, you know, just turning away from the horrible construction and help, you know, letting our businesses fail. So part of my message to you all is please continue to do your best to go downtown and eat lunch and do stuff like that. One thing that's kind of fun is that all of the construction crews have incorporated green wherever they can. They have green AstroTurf that goes up to each of the businesses to help you walk in. They have green, all their gear is green, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it's subtle, but it's definitely there. You start to see it. And then we're thinking of a number of different temporary interventions. What I passed around is the idea of... And those photographers out there might want to talk to you about, photo safaris or green hunting or something like that, some kind of scavenger hunt, but ways to get people downtown and engage them. We had an event the other night called Green Drinks. It's an international group. You know, people network around topics of green stuff. We had it at the office and had a good turnout. But just trying to, you know, layer different green things on top of each other. I am working with some local artists to do some other temporary interventions. Dan Martin's one, the guy who does the duct tape things all over town and stuff like that. But, you know, it's a fun time to do some sanctioned, non-sanctioned type artwork that can keep people excited about it. So that's where that is right now. I'll pass this around, too. The city's made these cute little pocket guides that kind of help people understand what's going on. Right now, construction is in the middle of the project, which is at between 9th and 12th, I think it is. And then it'll go to the Historic District, which is 7th to 9th. And then it'll finish up at the Art Museum, who, of course, are doing their big expansion. And we're working on that very challenging intersection as the Prairie Line Trail goes through and the Pac Ave goes out and their expansion happens and all that. So... you know, it's supposed to be a cause for celebration. It's a huge impact. It's going to be a great, great addition to our city. So if you have any ideas about ways to help activate or engage people in downtown with this or anything else, let me know, because we're just trying to keep it fun. We want to do a block party at the completion of each phase so that there's a feeling of completion and, you know, some sort of attention to each thing. It just, you know, these projects, they drag on. And I went down there the other day, and I thought the crews were amazing. They were like, oh, can I help you find a business? What are you looking for? I mean, it was incredible. So they're really doing a good job. The other thing is if you do have a positive experience and you feel like letting the city know, they would love it. They're really bending over backwards, and, of course, all they get are when the complaints happen. But I was really impressed, and I was incognito. They don't know who I am, so I wasn't like they're like, city person, going to act nice. So so that's kind of that for that. Does anybody have any questions about it?
Is the timeline on this, do you know what the run each segment is?
Oh, it's in that little...
It's in the little... What's
that? Yeah.
Bad boy.
Timeline... Those things just run out of my head every time I try to remember them. But I think this first phase will be a couple more months, you know, five months each, three, four.
I have it full year. Actually in an email.
Well,
I just remember to
send
it to you.
Yeah. So, JD, why don't you?
Does it tell us specifically?
Yeah, it's over May 2013, phase one. And then phase two is May through August, and then phase three is August through November.
All right. So we'll have a giant parade down Pacific Avenue once it's all done for Art at Work Month.
In green?
In green.
In green.
Somebody said MC
Wait,
Hammer leads the charge, and we wear green MC Hammer pants.
I refuse to wear the pants. Other than that, yeah.
I used to rock those pants so bad. Oh, I had
right.
millions
it's on the
of
record,
them.
Amy.
Variety of styles. It was terrible. You know, humility is a good thing. Embarrassment and bravery. Yes. So that's that.
Okay.
Anything else?
Any other questions regarding that harem pants or whatever they call it? No. Does anybody else have any comments regarding the green flash or the projects for downtown? Okay. Thank you all very much. Thank you, Amy, for that. So I think we're just discussing the kind of an update, some comments regarding the AMACAD Awards, right?
Yeah.
You want to start this off because I
sure.
give a little context for
yeah.
what's going on.
So as you are all aware, we give out the AMACAD Awards every year as part of the Art at Work Month celebration. And a couple of comments from last year from the arts organization was a desire to make them more important or give them a little more visibility and possibly engage the mayor more, like the city of Seattle has the Mayor's Arts Awards. And then also, since if we're going to be talking about it and we have some time tonight, to actually engage in conversation around them to look at the categories, see if you think they're still working, if you want to still go that way, look at the process. Right now it's an internal nomination process and you all vote. Would there be any merit to having an award that's opened up or not? You know, I think it's important to keep it as an arts commission thing to be derived from here, because we have the City of Destiny Awards and other things like that that exist that are kind of the city doing it. But I just thought it would be a good thing to talk about in enough time in advance of when it happens to see if it's how we want to keep going and if there's a way to make it more visible.
And currently, just to remind folks, they get a little certificate and a small gift, but there's no cash award with this award, I think primarily because we don't have cash.
Right, I don't know that there could be. I don't know that can be a choice. You know?
But so we are talking about, I guess my point is we're talking about like things like prestige or, like you said, visibility or honor. I mean, we're not talking about money necessarily. That's not, yeah, I guess that was kind of my point.
Why not we get a panel together that is a separate from this but has commission representatives on it, so you get curators in town or other people that have some visibility and they can put the nominations through and we would then have to vote on them.
How do you want to receive, how do you want nominations to happen?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, right now we just sort of brainstormed. And that's always felt a little awkward to me, not because I thought that we didn't have some good ideas, but it's just so in-house that and prefer. That's one of the reasons why I thought a separate panel might be good, just because they would bring expertise in different areas of the city, perhaps people that are paying attention to the arts.
Yeah. One of the things that I've liked about our process, currently as it stands, and I'm not advocating we keep it, I just in kind of comes off that question because I've thought of that too, and I'm somewhat concerned about the idea of popular artists as opposed to quality artists or artists that, you know, we want representative of Tacoma per se, and how that would happen. You know, so for example, let's say it was done more like we just let everybody who votes in the city of Tacoma, which I know you're not recommending, but and then they all decide they want to vote for this person who everybody knows their name, but they're not particularly prolific or, you know, indicative of what Tacoma's art scene is or anything like that, and we would feel like that's not really the award we want to give, which would sort of have the opposite effect of ensuring the quality of the artist and recognizing them as a representative of the city and the city's arts and culture. So that's kind of what I'm always balancing of, you know, what we're looking at when we look at artists. So I haven't answered that question. It's just comes to mind when you talk about a nomination process and a voting process and how to do those.
It's your panelists, that would be the key to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, to tie in with that, you know, I think part of the problem is that often we can't generate the quantity of nominations to really say, oh, here's a broad field and we can narrow it down based on quality. And I'm wondering if we sent out solicitations for nominations to all of our funded artists, projects, and anchor funds. We just, not promising anything back, but just, you know, if you have nominations, here are the qualifications. And then we collated that and sent that to a panel to say, all right, now you narrow down for quality, and then we'll take it to the actual commission for voting. That might be a reasonable process.
I just had the same idea. Maybe to it. Well, something similar.
So it sounds like people might be open to opening up the nominations to a broad. I mean, maybe it's a combination. It's what comes from this group, of course, in addition to what comes from outside.
Yeah.
And so, just to remind you, the three categories are currently an individual artist,
community
engagement and outreach by an individual artist,
community
engagement by an
organization and.
Arts patron. So it's not just, you know, doing the good work as an artist or arts organization, but something that takes it beyond just doing the business that they do, I think, is the way I think about it. And, you know, I think those categories are great, but doesn't mean that we couldn't open them up or change them or whatever. But the other thing about doing a call for nominations is that raises visibility in and of itself, mm-hmm. because the Arts Commission is looking for da-da-da. And we have had people say to us, you know, how do we nominate somebody? And we're like, well, you don't get too bad, you know, which is fine, too. But it's just, you know, people know. I mean, what that also indicates is people know about it more than they used to, enough to ask than when we first started it. And, you know, people had no idea. So, but it is something, if we do decide to do this, that, you know, we would want to start in enough time and let people know that it was going to be open to, so people could start thinking about it and all that kind of stuff.
I would just add to your list of people we might get information from as past recipients of the award.
Well, that's an excellent idea.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. I love that idea.
And I think we would need to share with whoever we send a call out to who has gotten it in the past, so that we don't receive a lot of nominations for people who've already received the award.
Right,
exactly. That's a good thought.
And it also illustrates what we're looking for as well, too, so people get a sense. That's a good idea.
Although there is no explicit ban against nominating someone who has been given the award before. Is
sure.
There, I mean,
no.
Technically, someone could win twice.
Yeah.
Unless you were to decide that wasn't something you wanted.
At this point, there's no... regulation.
Our hope is that there's like enough going on in the community that there's like new, but yeah, right. As of right now, there's not a restriction on it. We don't have that many rules set up for this particular program.
I have kind of a random. Oh, go ahead, Matt.
I worked at the Seattle Metropolitan Magazine for a while, and we gave out awards to influential organizations and individuals, and we had a nomination process that was open to the public, but to prevent, you know, receiving too many nominations and a lot of popular nominations, we actually had a process of nominating where they had to explain in a form that was on the website what the organization or individual is, what they've done, why they deserve the award, and that yielded really great results, and it allowed us to see a lot of organizations and individuals we had no idea existed.
Right.
But we also avoided the problem of, you know,
people just multiple
names.
They
have to do the work,
you know.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if that was something that, you know, if we're looking for more people, public can work if you monitor them.
Yeah. Well, I like that idea too, because then we have a good idea that the person is being nominated specifically for community engagement or outreach or, you know, something above and beyond. We would know why this person thought they were engaged in the community, and that would help us out a lot more.
Yeah. I think that's a good point, because the artist one is not
just an artist that we think is a good artist and has actually nothing to, really to do with their personal artwork, but more of their engagement and work in the community. Or at least that's how it's been set up. So I think something like that would allow them and help us to figure out why they were nominated.
Suppose we tried a hybrid approach using Mike Sweeney's idea and have a panel receive all those nominations and process them and perhaps come up with, you know, three top candidates for each one, and share the descriptions with the Arts Commission as a whole, and then have the commissioners do the final vote.
That's a good idea.
Sure.
Yeah, I was curious. If we go this route, will the Art, let's say the Art Commission looks at the list that's been presented by nomination and says, gee, everybody forgot this group. Do we have the automatic ability to add someone that we think has been forgotten to the list?
You should nominate, you should be part of the nomination
yeah.
process.
So yeah. you want us to also be yeah. part of the nomination.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. That's good clarification there. I think that's mm-hmm. helpful. So I what I'm hearing is sort of what we're talking about, I guess Michael's thought, his original suggestion is that this would sort of fill two goals that we're trying to reach with this process, looking at this process. And one is to increase our base of groups and individuals that we would like to honor that maybe we aren't top of mind but are doing good work in the community. And the second is that the process, via just the nature of having this process, would raise the visibility and therefore perhaps the prestige of the award itself and broaden the number of people who are aware of it within the community. And I think that is kind of, yeah, I think that's lovely. I mean, I think that's what we're going for here. So I'm seeing nodding heads. So what I'd like to propose then, if we're all in agreement, is that we begin moving forward on a drafting like a potential process and think about a timeline for when that would be implemented. And maybe also a draft nomination form. I like that idea of having whoever is nominating really explain why they think this person. I think that that'd be very helpful and save us research and headache.
Do you have a copy of
that?
Can
I throw one more thing out, Robin?
Yeah, maybe a copy of that form would be great to Naomi, if you would.
Yeah.
You'd get a cheat there. Thank you. What was the comment? I'm sorry.
Well, it's always it's kind of puzzling to me, and since we're having this kind of open discussion about it, I've always thought that the word arts should be in between AMOCAT and awards, and that it's interesting to have an arts award that doesn't offer any context clues to someone reading what it is on an email title or on a schedule or blog or anything, that it always has to be, you know, followed with a semicolon explaining it. And if we just added something into the title that indicated this is an arts award, it might just catch a little bit more.
I think that makes too much sense, Zach.
So it's AMOCAT Arts Award?
Well, it doesn't have to be that, but just... And I think that everyone likes AMOCAT. I think that we branded AMOCAT, but so something.
It's AAA.
I like it.
I agree. I've kind of gone back and forth in using that because I agree that it doesn't make sense. You know, when you just say AMOCAT Awards, I usually like try and throw in the word arts when I'm trying to refer to it to people. But I don't know if we've ever had an official name. That has come up as a suggestion, actually, is thinking about either renaming it to something that makes more sense or that raises the prestige of it or something.
Mm-hmm.
So,
if it, I mean, in our case, since the Arts Awards started here and not with the mayor's office, I mean, in Seattle, I'm not suggesting we copy them. Besides, their Arts Commission is part of the mayor's office. You know, there's certain reasons why they do that. That said, I mean, it would be nice maybe to talk to the mayor and see if she'd be willing, you know, in the letter that goes out to write it or do something so that. That it's you know owned by the bigger city, but it's still the Arts Commission's thing. But the you know I don't know some way to engage. She's always there to do the delivery of it. But it seems like there could be a way. Maybe we just talk to her and see if I'm sure she'd be willing to pen the letter or do something that announced it to the public or something. What do you how do you think
yeah.
we could use that political.
Yeah, I don't see any. I don't see that why there would be any problem with her talking about it because we're advising. I mean, it's a city award that you know we advise on arts and culture for the city, and she's the mayor, so it would makes sense to me that she might announce that the Arts Commission is doing this process, and she hopes people will submit nominations to the, you know, for this, mm-hmm. and kind of starting kicking that off, making that part of her agenda, mm-hmm. if she'd be willing to do that. And she's been so supportive, I can't imagine she wouldn't be, but I wouldn't want to mislead people to think it's coming from, it's not the mayor's award.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't want to mislead people into that, but she does, you're right, she does hand them out, and with us, and she's intimately engaged.
The City of Tacoma's AMICAT Arts Awards or something is putting it so that it's, I don't know, noted as a city thing. I don't.
Changing the title
becomes a very big mouthful.
City of Tacoma AMICAT Arts Awards Community Outreach by Community Outreach by an Artist, Community Outreach by an Artist. I'm not against that. I mean, that's, you know, a lot of, and it's not as cheesy as some awards cities give out. Do you have a thought about that, Zach, since you were so sensible to bring up the title change?
Well, I think that working with her to brand the event, I mean, I think I thought of, just in terms of, I think, what people are talking about with the overall visibility of the event. I mean, I don't think that, I think I agree with everyone as far as we could always be more inclusive in terms of how we nominate people, but I don't really think the problem with the event is that we're not awarding the right people. I mean, we've awarded phenomenal organizations and people.
Absolutely.
And maybe somebody's been left out, but it's not a huge arts community. If someone's really doing their thing, they're going to probably get nominated here pretty soon because we run out of people sometimes. And not run out of people, but they rise to the top.
They rise to the
just
top,
like,
right.
You know,
thank you.
Katie did this here. But, I mean, just in terms, I think it'd be exciting to, this is kind of going away from the name, but just to sort of really revisit what the event is. You know, the event is a show up and drink some wine and cheese and, you know, network for 45 minutes. Then you sit down and the program is pretty brief. And I think that kind of revisioning, if we felt so inclined, the whole event and incorporating partnering with an arts organization like, you know, a fine arts organization like the Symphony or our Poet Laureate or having people like Chris Jordan do live art, you know, like there's a lot we can do, I think, in terms of rebranding the event. And it, I mean, just even the people who were talking about who we gave, you know, small amounts of money to, I mean, there's so many people who just are constantly looking for a place to share their art that it seems like we could make the program a little bit more interactive. And even we could, you know, even if we made the program, you know, an hour and 15 minutes, it seems like we could incorporate, you know, some live music and someone doing art and, I don't know, just, you know, maybe some installations. I don't know. I'm not, I realize this is all probably, Naomi's probably over there like, shut up, Zach. Like,
no, we've
I
done,
would have to do
no,
all
no,
of
no,
that
no,
work.
We've done all of those iterations of
and maybe that's what, maybe that's what we need to put together a committee to do is, you know, kind of if maybe re-envision the event a little bit and also take some of the shoulder work to help plan it so we don't just be like, we should do a big smash of an event and then we leave it to Naomi to and Amy to plan. So that's not what I'm suggesting. But just saying that, like, it seems pretty easy. Like, I think that we should have the whole event on the table, and these are some of the things that come to my mind is the title and also what it is and really making it a night to remember. I always have a good time because I see a bunch of people I know and it doesn't last too long and, you know, it's a great event. But we could change it and make it more of a showcase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll challenge you a little bit because I've been to the like City of Destiny Awards. I know some of us have been there, and I like our you know Art at Work Month kickoff so much better than that. You know, we have so much more fun, and it is clearly is just a much more lively and well attended you know kind of event. I'm really pleased with generally how it goes. Mm-hmm. I think we could always have more people there. We could always have, you know, more representatives of city and county government and those folks in attendance. But I've been really pleased. I think the event is a great
event.
And,
at all.
You know, I think that for me it's I think giving more prestige to the artists and arts patrons would solve a lot of the issue for me. And I think even just branding it as a city award. You know, your original statement about it's an arts award, but it's also a city award, may help a bit more because it doesn't, to me, it says it's a city award, but I don't know how I would know that if I wasn't sitting at this table.
We always put together a panel to help plan that event, so we can start it earlier. We've had varying degrees of performance and all, you know, different mixes that have worked better than others. But yeah, we're always looking for new energy and, you know, whatever. Just don't do the opera
and stuff after the awards.
Because everybody leaves and...
still have nightmares.
No, I don't know what the right thing is.
Yeah.
Right, so just there are some, like, let's not go there again, but let's figure out places to go.
I think they've been more... The events have been more successful when there's planned programming that's attractive to people. Like 2 years ago when we had a Museum of Glass and there was, we had a lineup of fire dancing and juggling and dance and all this like funky stuff and people and really loved it.
Barbershop
Quartet.
Barbershop
Quartet.
But that took money.
Quartet.
It took
they
a venue. I mean, that took a venue too that could accommodate that.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I don't, we just couldn't get away with that at TAM.
We had
not in a gallery, not fire
in
the gallery.
To do that.
Yeah.
And it was
so,
really classy having it at TAM this year. Like,
yeah.
I really, I mean, it wasn't not a great event.
No.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to suggest
no,
that.
No, I think it's a good opportunity to always look at that and say, okay, who have we funded this year that might be a good person or group to showcase and stuff. So if we can do it and the venue holds it, then I think that's great. But yeah,
I'd love.
When we get to that point, I'm planning. Commissioners who want to help out and figure that out. That'd be great.
I think that's a great idea, getting more engaged a little bit earlier, getting this commission more engaged a little bit earlier to see if we can make some changes that'll make it a better event, improve on the event. Absolutely.
Cool. So basically, maybe that is more of an action item. So what I've heard is you're open to opening the nominations to the public. Talking to the mayor to see if she'll be willing to pen the letter that sort of makes it official. Putting together a sub-panel like we do for most things we do to sort of vet the nominations and bring that slate to you all to do the final voting. Keeping the categories we have so far still? Is that still cool? And then, you know, futzing with the name and figuring out how to better communicate that piece of it as well, which we won't have an answer for immediately, but we can still... Does that synopsize what...
And can we... Sorry, I'm down with these ideas. Maybe if you, Amy, are going to, you know, have a meeting with the mayor or something, I mean, maybe expand it a little bit and maybe talk to her about helping to market and brand Art at Work a month. I mean... Just in terms of, I don't know, I mean, anything we're doing or the city's doing to advertise, I mean, I know that it's not like there's just money hanging around and click cable TV buys just hanging around, but just in terms of being creative and, you know, like her penning a letter would be great, but her also, you know, in some ways helping us creatively think about Art at Work Month and raising its profile would be a nice thing as well.
Sure, and we'll continue to work with our community relations people because they're the ones who actually do
the
stuff.
Yeah.
The other thing, Amy, sort of expand a little bit, when I'm talking about the panel, I don't necessarily mean like a panel like what we do for public art projects for grants, because those are pretty anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking of getting a panel together that has recognition. So I don't know how you would publicize that, but I'd want those people to feel like they're contributing to something, that they're honored to be on the panel.
Right.
And that they're recognized people in the arts community. So that there will be something really special about that panel, and it definitely, because it's going to have art commissioners on it as well.
Right.
And so that's sort of another layer that sort of adds to the prestige and gets buy-in within the arts community.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just following on his idea about inviting people, why not ask the previous year's winners to serve on the panel?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Some of them, at least.
Yeah, some of our previous year's winners are definitely hooked in to the community, and would be great people to have on that panel, I think. Terrific idea. Thank you, Michael. Nice clarification there. So I think we have some work ahead of us for next meeting to kind of pull together a little more of this information and then... talk about get a clear path forward. So I think, and particularly on the name, thinking about that, because if we're going to change that, we'll want to make sure we can do that, you know, based on what's in our
Are we suggesting that we don't use AMACAD at all, or that we just make it more art?
Personally, I wasn't suggesting that.
Okay.
I think that
That's not what
there's
I'm
equity
suggesting.
In that name, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Okay,
we
just wanted to clarify.
We could just do everything backwards.
Exactly.
Drawa, tra.
No. No, we're not doing that.
We could do it in mirror. Like,
no, no, no. No, I think the playing around with AmoCAD Arts Awards. That kind of thing. I think that, I know that's pretty basic, but maybe. Okay. So I think, is that clear?
Yes.
All right. All right, we got it. Thank you all for a very rich discussion there. I think that was very good. So retreat, topic and ideas. At our last meeting, I think it was our last meeting, we had talked about, we generally go on a retreat in spring, wherein we develop an agenda and then work the agenda, but we're not required to go on a retreat. There's nothing that says we have to meet whether we have anything to talk about or not. And so at our last meeting, we had posed to this commission some ideas about, A, do you want to meet? And then the question that comes right along with that for me is, what about? So I thought I would open it up for discussion, just very general. You can either say, yes, you for sure want to meet, but you don't know what about, or no, you don't, or yes, you would if we had something to talk about, or suggest some ideas for what we would talk about. We do have some new members, and so there is that as well. It's usually on a weekend day, and how long has it been before? Is it 4 hours or...
like? 10 to 10 hours.
No.
10 to 3 or 10 to 4, I think.
Yeah.
It's
been 10 to 3, something like that.
Which included a lunch break, so 4.5 hours.
So it's not too grueling, you know. And it has been very well attended in the past. We've had good attendance from this commission in the past, so.
And we need good attendance, or why bother? So the point is, if we're going to bother, we need to be committed to it and do it and make it worthwhile.
Yeah. I, for one, am not looking for ways to work on a weekend. So if we have something to meet about, I'm happy to be there. But if we don't, I'm happy to have a day doing something else. So, Michael, go ahead.
It's probably too late, but I in the calendar, but we keep talking about Art at Work Month and what it's going to look like in the future, and... here we are. It's February.
Yeah,
and
Art at Work Month.
I think it's a huge, huge thing. Mm-hmm. You know, talking to other arts organizations, that was a big problem last time, a huge problem. What the opening night's going to look like, I mean, all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be a whole day in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's really the signature thing that we do.
Sure.
It'd be all about reinventing Art at Work Month.
Sure. Okay. Art at Work Month generally, and then Art at Work Month, reinventing our Art at Work Month. Sure, those are kind of two separate things, but really good.
Planning the awards, too. We've really...
talking more about the awards.
Yeah, we put, in a four-hour period, we should be able to put together a really great idea of what we would like the award ceremony to be.
Mm-hmm. Other thoughts about topics?
I expressed interest in having it. In part because we have new commission members, and it would be good to have some camaraderie building exercises like we've had in the in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that having kind of an overall scheme of where we've been the last 5 years and where we're heading in the next 5 years, mm-hmm. so that there's this continuity and input on how we move without reinventing or that sort of language. I just think that would be valuable. And with all that, I would also want to make sure that I'm here during the time that it's happening. So
right.
I'm not recommending you meet and then not showing up. So what time of year, what month do we meet?
We usually do it in March or April, right?
Usually sometime Marchish, but it changes year to year depending on how early we start planning it. So.
April's hard for me.
April's hard? Okay.
I agree with Dane. But also kind of with Robin and Mike, and that I think it's important that we sort of do have, if we're going to do this, have a time of kind of finding our foundation and sort of sharing about, you know, why we all wanted to do this and how we see this commission, you know, functioning and our goals and things like that. I also think that the last one of these we had, we spent too much time doing that, where we sort of did a very long exercise And it was just an exercise that took a long time, and that was most of the day. And I think that in 4 hours, you know, or 5 hours, or 6 hours, or 6 hours with an hour lunch, you know, we can do both. But I just would like to go in with a an agenda and having agreed upon, what we're going to do, and just be conscious of things and be really critical when we think about how long activities are going to take and things like that. I enjoyed the last one, but I also thought we did the writing on the board and walking around the room, and some of that took longer than it had
to. Took longer, sure.
Fair.
Go ahead.
I just think the biggest thing for me is being new to the commission is just an opportunity to understand what the overall, I think, vision is. You know, for the next couple of years, it's like I know that, you know, one of my things when wanting to serve on boards when I first came up with that idea for myself is I just don't want to be somebody who sits around and just says, you know, yay or nay on a vote, but somebody who has, a plan and something that we do together. So I just think the opportunity to sit down and to hear what you all think and basically where you see the commission going and you see arts in the city of Tacoma and just have an understanding of where we are collectively, I think is something that would be beneficial for me and beneficial for all of us, I think.
Very well said. Thank you. Yeah, I agree with that. Jenny, you have been very quiet. Do you have a thought about your retreat?
Well, I will agree that if we have something solid to talk about, that I'm game.
So of the things you've heard here today, have you heard things that might be rich enough for us to spend a retreat on? Or?
Well, I did agree that the Art at Work Month comes up again and again.
It does.
And that
yeah.
It might be nice to get that jump on and have that bigger discussion.
Great.
We started that conversation last year about changing Art at Work, and we did that late enough in the season that we couldn't really even start the conversation. Or, I mean, we walked away from it really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think this is the year, especially if we're having this conversation right now, that we promised ourselves last year we would look at it this year. Now is the time, it seems. And I think Zach's dead on. You know, there's a lot of man hours, if you will, in that meeting, and I think we could get a lot of work done in there.
Okay, uh-huh. Great. One thing that was brought up last year was whether we should change the month.
Oh,
November
Art at Work
to
Month,
October.
You're saying.
Yeah. Mm. I don't even know if that's worth investigating or if we were being reactive to the community's suggestion. Well,
I think one of the reasons was the arts, what is that arts thing?
Arts
that's
Crush.
That,
Crush.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And taking advantage of that, I think that was part of the things that motivated
right?
me.
Is mm-hmm. that October?
Yeah. That was part of the thinking.
Where's Arts Crush? Is that here?
It's
Puget Sound.
Regional, although the guy who runs it is leaving, and they're, I don't know what, supposedly it's still going on, I just don't know.
But they only started
happening.
A couple years ago?
2009? Yeah, it doesn't have much name recognition around, around this area.
Honestly, I think that Art at Work Month has better name recognition and better knowledge around the sound than Arts Crush does.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a reason it was picked for November? Because there was like nothing else happening or something?
Yeah. I mean, when things got done.
Yeah.
People plan for November, so... You know. That's what we're discussing today is as funding is coming up and like some of our arts project stuff or some of our TAIP applicants are saying in their, you know, like, oh, I'm planning to do this in November to coincide with Art at Work Month. Like, oh, well, mm-hmm. you know, if we're going to change the month, then.
Do you remember what the original conversation around that was? I don't.
Of changing?
Why. Yeah.
It came up.
Pierce County Arts Executive.
Yeah.
PCA says
I've met several times with the executives of the local major organizations, and they floated the ideas mainly because, like, the performing seasons start in October, uh-huh. and so, you know, that's when they have a majority of their bigger kickoff kind of events. And so that's where it trickled out of, but we never explored it by asking any of the smaller organizations or individual artists or anything like that mm-hmm. about their thoughts on it.
Well, the grass is always greener, but I've always felt that that November was an odd month for it. I mean, and again, the grass is always greener. But I always, you know, it's always, you know, getting ready for the holidays. It's always cold, dark, and rainy. And I've always, you know, thought to myself, like, wow, like, I wish we were doing this in April. You know, people are kind of like having like a lively spirit to it. And I'm not saying that we should have it you know, this city has a lot of vibrancy in the summer months. Yeah. It doesn't need another, you know, big thing. But just in terms of getting people out of their houses and out of their cars, it just always has felt like a cold, tough month to get people to come be out in the community and to congregate. And I would just really be open to that, or at least being really intentional. And I think in terms of, yeah, people plan for it now, but people, you know, but things change and evolve and, you know, and things have domino effects, and that's part of improving things.
Sounds like there's a retreat discussion right there.
So out of, can I ask just a, we'll just do a straw poll here, mm-hmm. not an action item, but I'm going to ask you to commit now. Would you be willing to attend the retreat in March or April, assuming the date works for you personally? You just raise your hand if you're willing to. Okay, so we've heard some topics then that look like they're interesting, and I know Naomi got those down and we recorded those. So I think the things that I've heard about Art at Work Month, particularly just general planning for Art at Work Month, perhaps re-envisioning Art at Work Month, I think two people said that, and there's some agreement there. And then looking at some new membership. This is a new group. When we have new members, we become a new group. I believe the group dynamics change with each change. So we can look at doing some targeted, not too lengthy kind of exercises that help us bond and trust each other and also learn more about each other. I think that's important. Was there anything else I'm missing? Oh, the awards. We talked about the awards. Big ideas that were mentioned. So I think we can come up with an agenda out of that takes us through a few hours. So if we need to come up with a day, though, probably soon.
Can we
do that via email? Is that possible to put out a doodle about possible dates?
Yeah.
So if everybody's email's up to date, if you keep your eyes peeled for a doodle. We all know what doodle is, right? Okay. Get your eyes peeled for a doodle and respond to that, so we can come up with a date that most of us can make. It would be very helpful. And you said April generally is bad for you, so
just this year.
So
the advantage of a month anyway. We're thinking about planning for something.
Yes,
that's happening.
I want to do it
sooner
than later.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's try to find something in
this space.
March.
Yeah,
and we'll self-facilitate.
Save some cash. What about a location this year? We don't have Sister Sarah on the commission anymore for Frank Toby Jones. So,
although she has offered,
they might be willing to let us use it.
Is she?
That was a nice facility.
Could we
great
ask?
Food.
Is that?
Yeah, food.
Unless anyone else has another idea, I can ask her if they can host it again at Frank Toby Jones in that room with windows and.
For those of you that don't know, Frank Toby Jones is the retirement care facility there. It's a lovely facility and. They have parking and they have rooms with windows and
good cookies.
It's a lovely place too.
It's really reasonable.
They even had a little gallery.
That's right. They even had a little bit of art experience while
little
we were
workout
there.
Exercise area.
That's very exciting. Okay. Well, so you guys are going to contact.
I can contact her.
Okay. Thank you all very much. I think it'll be a good retreat. We can do it. Thank you. So we're actually going to finish early. Woohoo!
All right.
I don't know. Unless there's lots of discussion.
Unless there's
here.
Lots of discussion. Arts events attended since our last meeting, and I hope there's been a few. So, folks, want to share a few things? Don, you're always good for arts events. you want to read us the litany?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I did go to. The Asian Pacific New Year Festival.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, I thought it was very nice this year.
Yeah.
Taiwan was the spotlight country, but I stayed till the end, and the group from Korea was just wonderful.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
And I thought, what an amazing group for being local, but they weren't. They were actually from South Korea, uh-huh. and they did an hour show, and everybody loved that. So I thought that was very good. I went to Tacoma Opera's production of Carmen. That was also very interesting. So enjoyed both of them.
Dylan, I have to ask, how was Lady Gaga?
Well, that's right. You were going to go see Lady Gaga at our last meeting.
Yes. Well.
Did you get a phone number? Did you throw out your room key? And
She put on a very spectacular show, 2.5 hours. Unfortunately, there were two opening acts, which I think maybe should have been skipped because the thing started at 7. She did not get on stage until 9, so it didn't finish until 11:30. So.
Kind of late.
That's yeah. Early. And it was very loud.
I might have guessed.
Yeah. Any other arts experiences people would like to share? Tracy first, and then.
I just wanted to let everybody know that we do have 3 new exhibits at the Glass Museum. The mosaic show has been getting great reviews from the visitors. It's very different than anything we've had before. And we have the Northwest Collects, which the UWT interns worked on for about 1.5 years to put together. And so it's Northwest artists and what they collect. So it's kind of an interesting premise for an exhibition. And we also have Ben Moore Translucent opening next week. So that's just Ben Moore.
Lovely.
Went to the Native American Day celebration at the Art Museum last month, and thought it was pretty incredible. You know, my heritage is half Native and half Swedish, so, and I think in regards to history, it's not very often you get to really hear and see the culture of, you know, the 14,000 years of, you know, history and culture of the Native American people in the Pierce County, Tacoma area. So it was great just to go there, and my family actually had 2 of traditional vessels on display at the Art Museum as well.
Oh, wonderful.
That they built, so it was cool to see them and see their nonprofit kind of, you know, be there on display and to see the Puyallup people as well. So I just think it's important to know that side of culture, know that side of our city's history too.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Did anyone make it to either the Unity Breakfast for... Martin Luther King, yeah, UWT's one, no, or the Buffalo Soldiers Museum thing, no. Okay, just out of curiosity.
Those were just right out of the gate.
I know.
Projects that happened immediately, so
it happened within like 2 days of us like getting a contract to them. So that's fine.
I had a kind of an interesting experience. I had the good fortune of winning a TAM membership on their Facebook page, and as a TAM member already, I had to find a use for it. So I gave it to my daughter and her family, and who are old enough. My daughter's old enough to have kids. I'm a grandfather, so. But I got to go to the Warhol exhibit with my 3-year-old and 6-year-old, 2 of my grandkids, 3 and 6. And I was blown away by how engaged and enamored they were with that artwork.
Cool.
I was honestly very surprised. Knowing my grandchildren, I thought this was going to be a quick dash through and we'd go find an ice cream cone somewhere. But they really, my granddaughter, the younger of the two especially, was really engaged. It was really cool. So.
Exciting.
Aside of that show, I didn't expect to have those kids be interested.
Mm-hmm. I'll just do a quick announcement. The Grand is in the process of raising funds to convert to digital, industry-mandated conversion process. And we're trying not to just, ask for money, although if you've been to our theater, you know that we are. We're trying to make it fun, and one of our biggest fundraiser of the year is going to be our Oscar party, which is an event that we do every year, which is usually just more of a party where we charge a ticket fee of a minimum, just enough to pay for food and to pay for the event. And so this year we've added a VIP area and kind of making it a fundraiser and trying to show folks a really good time in exchange for a donation and stuff like that. So. So if you are a fan of film and you're going to watch the Oscars anyways, I encourage you to come do it with us because we're going to have a really good time. And that'll be at Theater on the Square on the 24th.
24th.
March?
Yeah.
Do people
February. February. Coming up soon.
February. Yeah.
Do people actually watch the Oscars?
Yeah, we have the Oscars.
So much noise that you can't see it.
No, people are very concerned about who. And there'll be 2 viewing areas. We'll have our main area on Theater on the Square, and then we'll have a VIP area with a buffet dinner for Maxwell's. For a higher donation, of course. So we'll have 2 big screens going and costume parties and silent auction and a bunch of things. But it's a good time, and we do kind of surveys and polls, like, live and kind of see who we thought would have won and things like that. It's a good time.
Sounds like fun.
Excellent.
Okay. If there's no other new business, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Definitely in the past, like, 3 years.
Well, it's not like a